Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assemblymember Rob Bonta's AB 3228 into law over the weekend. Bonta says under the new legislation, any facility contracted with the state or federal government must follow certain procedures. And if they violate those procedures, inmates will have the right to sue that facility. Bonta says the private prison industry has been known to operate unsafe and unsanitary facilities.
We have reports that indicate that in one facility, the staff attempted to force detainees to sign a legal waiver before they were provided with protective masks, and that if they protested these coercive tactics, the detainees would be pepper sprayed. So that's the kind of thing that happens inside these facilities. Another kind of thing that happens inside these facilities is non-consensual hysterectomies that we've seen in Georgia.
Bonta cited reports that inmates are often held in overcrowded conditions at these facilities. He said this can put inmates at risk for COVID-19. GEO, which is the largest private prison company, lobbied against the bill at the Secretary of State's office, but there was no formal opposition to the bill in its final form. Bonta says this bill builds on last year's AB 32, which banned the operation of private prisons and detention centers in California. However, under the new law, current contracts must still be honored. That means AB 3228 will only tighten up safety standards at facilities now under contract until those contracts expire. Jackie Gonzalez is with the Immigrant Defense Advocates Project. She says because of the pandemic, the state legislature was only able to get through 25% of the legislation it normally handles each year. She says it's a good thing this bill made it through, especially during this pandemic year.
This year, you know, regrettably, we earned the title of at one point having the largest COVID-19 outbreak in privately operated facilities in the state. Shortly thereafter, we mourned the loss of Mr. Carlos Mejia, wholly avoidable death of the first individual to die in ICE custody in the nation. That happened in California. That didn't happen in Texas at the border. It didn't happen in Georgia. It happened right here at home. And so that is why this.
Gonzalez says more than 90% of immigrant detainees in California are held in privately operated facilities. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.